Well, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
You see the rain, but one way to direct devotion from your heart. One sound to collect on the purple lights to take charge. People, let me talk to you for just a little while about a most disturbing trend concerning taste and style. Oh, your followers and devotees of musicians and their way, please don't confuse the life that you in this apparent age of rock and roll. You know the whole world seems to feel, oh, that every move some musician makes is the ultimate appeal. Well, now you may purchase all the tunes, know the words to everyone. Oh, but in the end, the friend, the only word is kingdom come. You see the rain, but one way to direct devotion from your heart. One sound to collect on the book of life's big chart. There is but one way to direct devotion from your heart. One sound to collect on the book of life's big chart. Well, now many people seem to feel that rock and roll is king. Oh, but only 40 years ago, you know the magic word was swing. Yes, and only 40 years from now, rock will be passé. Because music's just a human thing, and it fades from day to day. Oh, so don't be smug, cause you're cool, laughing cause I'm not. Sit on a scale of judgment day, you know there ain't no cool or hot. Yes, and pretense is a hollow sham, and all those things you love become meaningless, worthless goals when faced with God above. You see the rain, but one way to direct devotion from your heart. One sound to collect on the book of life's big chart. There ain't but one way to direct devotion from your heart. One sound to collect on the book of life.
Oh, Jim Plonk, or Plank, P-L-A-N-C-K, Plonk. The album is All Creation, his little comment on the industry, and probably some other things when you think about it. Oh, indeed, Jim Plonk. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk, Inland Folk for Folk Life Weekend, actually. So some of you could be driving to Folk Life even on Saturday. Folk Life runs from Friday through Monday. And in Seattle, at the Seattle Center, still the largest free festival in North America, although they really push those buttons. Sell and buy those buttons. My goodness me. And that's what they do. That's how they make it all work. Folk Life has been going on now for many, 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 many years. Since the mid-70s, mid to early 70s, I think. In fact, I think we're getting into the 44th, 45th anniversary. They're going to be getting to the 50th anniversary of Folk Life fairly soon. And we'll see what that all entails. And it's lost. There aren't nearly as many stages as there used to be, as the Seattle Center keeps getting carved up. Paul Allen tore down a bunch of buildings, a bunch of rooms that we used to do the smaller acts in, with the permission of the city of Seattle. I don't know if he's leasing it from the city or whatever, but tore down rooms that, when all was said and done, there were probably five stages in those rooms. Those got all torn down so that Paul Allen could do whatever Paul Allen does. And I think it's a radio station. I think it's a KEXP thing. So that took out a whole chunk of the Seattle Center. And then some of the theaters have gotten old and the infrastructures are shot. And so anyway, there are much fewer stages than there used to be. And therefore, there are fewer performers than there used to be. And therefore, the waiting list is a lot longer. And they don't do the album sales like they used to and all kinds of things like that. And there's much more money involved in going to Folk Life than there used to be. And there are those who are very radical who would say the music itself is more or less window dressing now for all of the money that the city of Seattle makes off of it. And there's that criticism too. And to some extent, that may or may not be valid. It might be sort of valid. And those who program and organize Folk Life, has it lost its intent? And intent changes over the years. A lot of things lose their original intent, and maybe another intent, which is more valid, shows up. Anyway, it's worth thinking about. All righty. This is Katie Curtis. Katie Curtis from her Hello Stranger album. And it sounds like this.
I wish I knew how it would be to be free. I wish I could break all the chains. Should say, say I'm loud, say I'm clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars keeping us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. You'd see and agree.
such day that my heart broke. A nightmare from which I never woke. I was confused and sad and very alone. That fateful morning on the River Stone. I was cursing, crying, and wailing about, filling my soul and yelling out. When I felt a presence that wasn't my own, and an angel rose from the River Stone. I can do it. Book and blew off the dust of 10,000 lifetimes of love and trust. But the writing was simple, pictures plain. In fact, none the most was only a name. The first was a quilt about 100 years old, made of all old cotton yard clothes. And the next was an African ceremonial drum, carved a song that had never been sung. I can do it. Like a history of man, I could see their lives and understand. They'd all been hurt, they'd all felt pain, they'd loved, lost, and loved again. And from their sorrow came a work of art, like all different shapes of the human heart. And on the very last page was a song of my own, about the day I cried on the River Stone. I can do it.
For you anyway.
our kids. From the day when they climb from their cribs, we'll try to teach them well, show them that they're loved. But in the end, all we can do is hope our best was good enough.
It slow. I'm marking down the minutes on the paper we stole. So pack another pinch of that Yukon gold and let's wiggle down the middle of a country road. I got a van full of curtains with a bed in the back, an 87 Fender and a PV stack, a double tape deck with a journey box set, and a mariachi mama rocking castanet. With the Arizona Border Patrol, they're looking at us funny cause we're passing a bowl, but they'll never get their fingers on a slippery sole. I
keep the ladies feeling weak in the knees. And I can tell they want our avocado and cheese. But ain't no average mama getting up on knees unless you got a pint of bourbon and a couple of G's. Cause I'm gone. Don't leave me on. I'm gone. Don't leave me on. You can take me home. Oh, but don't leave me on. The place is hopping and we're rocking it late. It looks as though there ain't another face in the state. But the owner tried to short us, saying such is fate. So we slid a couple cases down his fire escape. And now we're headed to the party and we're holding it down. A van so full of people that we're scraping the ground. We don't know where we're going, we're just rolling around. But the air is getting heavy with a hooligan sound.
Where I need to be. Oh, St. Louis.
needed a place that I could lay my head down. And as I drifted to sleep and I began to dream, an old man, he sat near to me, said, just like the day turns to night, dark again turns to light, there will be laughter again when the moment is right. With the sun comes rain and the joy comes sorrow. Without today, there would be no tomorrow. So catch a sunset, feel the ray. Flatten a penny on the tracks of a train. You can fight the flames and then you've earned the right to sit back and watch it burn. Just around the bend, I called to my friends. This is the place where all the legends end. Deep in the pines lay all your answers and mine. I guess that's why this place is so hard to find. The best we can do is your hand in mine. Keep our way forward, keep making time. Dry out your worries in the morning sun. Blow up a watermelon with a shotgun and meet me at the mine. We'll roll one up when we make the state line. We've got years yet left. That morning chill. If you sit quiet in that perfect stillness, you will hear the voice of the one you most miss singing. Meet me at the mine. Roll one up when we make the same line. We've got years yet left.
That's a good song. Lord knows there's still gold in these hills. Riverstone. We also heard the title cut, Riverstone. Riverstone is the group, and Mile Tide is the name of the album. And then we also heard from there, The Trunk. Katie Curtis in there with St. Lucie. I Wish I Could Know How It Feels to Be Free and Passing Through with backup vocalist Daryl Scott. We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. You want to find out more about how you can acquire these albums and what labels they're on and all that kind of thing, you can go to our playlist at nwpr.org. That's playlist at nwpr.org. We're coming right back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Foggy Mountain Breakdown on the break now.
If you support Northwest Public Radio because you believe in the lifelong learning at the heart of our programs, you're not alone. Thousands of listeners and many businesses also give their support to this endeavor, including Cowgirl Chocolates and Pullman Heating and Electric. Learn more at nwpr.org under support.
Overcast skies to start off the weekend, and it will also begin to get warmer throughout next week. Today is mostly cloudy with breezes this afternoon. Tomorrow also looks breezy with a chance of drizzle, then becoming gusty in the evening. The rain clears up by Memorial Day Monday, and then you can expect sunshine by Tuesday. Highs today in the 60s.
You know, someday we ought to play that whole version. The Foggy Mountain Breakdown is one of those kinds of tunes that everybody sort of admires, and it's a great tune. It's an old Earl Scruggs tune, and, you know, done, recorded back in the 40s, the original version, and then it was one of those kinds of, there's certain, like in Celtic music, there's the Kesh Jig, and in old-timey music, there's Over the Waterfall. And these tunes, that they must be darn good tunes because they stick around. The problem is everybody plays them over and over and over and over and over again. And the more, the people who are kind of more into the more expanded, or the people that are into the, that have done, been there and done that, they kind of go, rah, rah, rah. Why do we got to do that? Same with certain Irish songs. But, the Foggy Mountain Breakdown, this is from the Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the reissue. And this is on here with John McEwen and all the Dirt Band Boys. And it's a pretty good version of Foggy Mountain Breakdown. There are a lot of really good versions, and that's what you have to take a look at when you look at tunes like Orange Blossom Special and the Kesh Jig, and even like the Wild Rover and Take Me Home Country Roads and these sort of hang-around songs, even old Beatles songs. It's like, okay, so yeah, the song's been around for a long time and you're tired of it, but who's doing the best version here? There's some great versions of these old War Horse songs, and they need to be given credence. And there's some awesome versions of Foggy Mountain Breakdown and some awesome versions of the Orange Blossom Special and awesome versions of some of the Bob Dylan songs you hear over and over and over and over and over again. So it's okay. It's okay. Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Alrighty. Here's an interesting, and we promote good music on this show. This is sponsored by the Tennessee Short Mountain Distillery. And again, we promote good music. This is a really good album. One of the best jug bands around. The Tennessee Mafia Jug Band is the group, which in itself is a cool title. And this has got songs about drinking all across the board. So those of you who are kind of anti-drinking, I hope you're not anti-good music, because this is really a good album. The Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. And now we're going to hear Katie Daly. This has got a great version of Thunder Road on here. Whiskey Before Breakfast. Good Old Mountain Dew. Those kind. You see where I'm coming from here on this album. All righty.
Red Pearl Ranch came from Tipperary in the pioneering days of 42. Her old man was shot in Tombstone City, making of his good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We want to drink your good old Mountain Dew.
Wake up, pay attention, Katie Daly, or I'm a judge that's gonna sentence you. All the boys in court have drunk your whiskey. Tell the truth, I like a little too.
Oh, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Can't you dance calling Katie Daly? We want to drink your good old man.
They took for Katie Daly, and pretty soon the gates were open wide.
Angel came for old Katy Daly. Took her far across the grapevine.
Oh, come on down the mountain, Katy Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katy Daly. Ain't you dare call him Katy Daly. We want to drink your good old mountain
Station. The clock was striking nine. She rode the Southwest Limited on New York Central Road. She chartered 16 coaches and brought the kids along. We rode the bus and subways all over New York town to rent us an apartment and think about settling down. The trains run through the buildings and also underground. Spend another nickel every time you turn around. The subway trains are crowded, and when they make a stop, you're at the wrong darn station and you're pushed off by a cop. They heave and push and squeeze and squirm and slip and slide and crowd. And when your station comes along, it's then you can't get out. We hooked the train and rode an hour to see the Bronx Park Zoo. We landed out in Brooklyn on Utica Avenue. Change your subway train at every stop or so, and every time I come out I'm wearing a different set of clothes. It registered up a nickel every time the wheel went round. He charged us $11.87. And down in Texas, that's enough to pay 6 months of rent. Now, friend, if you're from the South or either way out west, and you got a wife and children that you love your very best, if you come to New York City from hills, you better bring a wagon load of greenback dollar bills.
Del McCrory did it as so many other folks have done, starting with Wilco and Billy Bragg and those folks. They got access to the Woody Guthrie archives through the Woody Guthrie estate, and then went in, and of course there are just thousands of songs that Woody Guthrie wrote words to, but he never got a chance to put to music or record or anything like that. And especially in those final days, he was writing down all kinds of stuff. And so Del McCrory put the music to some of these songs, and he's come up with all kinds of, and this is about the New York subway, the New York trains, and his experiences there, Woody's experiences there, and Del McCrory did a nice job. This whole album has got some real interesting, it's got some of the kids' songs and some of those kinds of things that when you listen to what do you write, it's almost like coming out of the mouths of little kids. only it's very adult. Dale McCrory and Woody Guthrie. And Dale does the music of Woody. And there you go. Before that, we heard Katie Daly from the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band, an album sponsored by the Tennessee Short Mountain Distillery. And there's even a piece on here that says, you know, if you really want to enjoy the good music and do it right, you get some of the best moonshine, gives you an online address for the Short Mountain Distillery so you can have it shipped. And there you go. Now, we're in public radio and we're in very, very good taste, and so we don't advocate any of this, but it's on the album cover, and I just needed to tell you about it, okay? Alrighty. We're going to hear more from this. Two in a row, Thunder Road. Remember when Robert Mitchum recorded Thunder Road? Robert Mitchum, the great movie actor, was also an excellent singer. He sang the theme when he did that, what was that, that Western he did with Marilyn Monroe? Robert Mitchum, something about the something trail. Oh, what was it? I'll think about it. Robert Mitchum and Marilyn Monroe, the River of No Return. That's what it is. Boy, I had to dig way back. The River of No Return. He sang the theme to that, and he sang the theme to the movie Thunder Road, in which he starred in 1955. And it made a big hit in about 1960. Well, this is the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band's version of that. And then they go right into Whiskey Before Breakfast. All righty, here we go. Thunder Road. Good song. Good song.
Let me tell a story. I can tell it all. About the mountain boy who run illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, the sonny drove the load. Then when his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers did chase him, but they never run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. And he'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road. And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. Moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. Well, all they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man said, Wardy better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Sonny's daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up in gas. Now don't take any chances if you can't get through. I'd rather have you back again than all that mountain dew. And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. Moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. For all they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed through Maynardsville. With G-Man on his taillights, roadblocks up ahead, that mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day. And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. Moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. Well, all they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first.
Thank you.
ain't gonna do, just ain't gonna do. Cornbread and creek water just ain't gonna do. For me and the pretty little lady I love, for me and the lady I love. Ain't a gonna do, just ain't a gonna do. Salt pork and hard biscuits just ain't a gonna do. For me and the pretty little lady I love, for me and the lady I
sings inside of me, the song is always the same. It starts with love and ends with your name. The more that I love you, there's more in you to love. And yet I just don't know how I could love you more than I do right now. They say that love grows cold, but our love turned to gold. You kissed my sorrows away. You touched my heart. What more can I say? Each day my life is new. For God blessed me with you. Without a word, you always knew that all my life was you.
Thank you.
My love, you are the song that sings inside of me. The song is always the same. It starts with love and ends with your name. The more that I love you, there's more in you to love. And yet I just don't know how I could love you more than I do right now.
Recorded at the Singleton Arts Center there in Lexington, Kentucky, with the University of Kentucky Symphony Orchestra from an album called Times Like These. And that's Arlo. This is actually a really interesting album. Who would have thought back in the Woodstock era that Arlo would have been doing a whole album with a symphony orchestra? A lot of folks have done this. Mary Chapin Carpenter just did recently. Nancy Griffith did. And some of these work and some of them don't. And this one actually works really, really well, partly because the symphony orchestra itself, those folks seem to really be into doing what Arlo is all about. And so it really works. It works really well. There's a wonderful version of the City of New Orleans on this, with complete with a symphony orchestra. And yeah, it's a good album. Times Like These. From a concert recorded in 2006. Arlo Guthrie. And before that, Ain't It Gonna Do? Del meets Woody. Del McCrory meets Woody Guthrie. We're going to hear one more cut from that as well in the second hour. We're going to hear it right at the beginning of the second hour, because we're done with the first hour. Yes, we are. We're done with the first hour. Amanda Cully and I are done with the first hour. She's doing the playlists. Okay? And the playlist can be found at nwpr.org. So if you look up the playlist, you can see Amanda's handiwork. Alrighty? You listen to my handiwork all week long. Look at those playlists. She puts work into them. And that way you can find out the labels and everything should you wish to order some of these albums. Or go to Amazon or go to iTunes or whatever and stick them on your computer and all that kind of thing. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R @WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming back for a whole other 2 hours worth of music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back. Hang on.
Gaudilas, 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 Gaudilas,